Unit 1. Web posts track Kato's mental slide. Compiled from Kyodo, AP Images. Tomohiro Kato gave numerous indications of his troubled state of mind in the run-up to his killing spree in Tokyo on Sunday, expressing rancor, rage, and alienation on a cell phone website bulletin board he apparently set up himself, police said Tuesday. One of his entries in April said, "If I'm allowed to follow my desire, I'd slam a truck into pedestrians on a vehicle-free, busy shopping street, although I will not do such a thing," according to the police. Kato, a 25-year-old temporary factory worker, was transferred Tuesday from police custody to a holding cell at the Tokyo prosecutor's office, where he was to undergo further questioning about Sunday's attack in which he slammed a rented truck into a crowd of pedestrians in Akihabara before jumping out and going on a stabbing spree. Three people were killed by the impact of the truck, and four died of stab wounds, police said. Another 10 were injured. Kato, blood splattered on his face and clothes, was arrested at the scene. The Metropolitan Police Department intends to further look into the entries on the website to find out his motives. One of the entries on the website said, "It'd be better if I killed them all." Another states, "The internet is my only refuge." He repeatedly expressed a sense of loneliness and isolation on the site, according to police. In entries made between February and June, Kato said, "There are people brimming with confidence, although they have no reasons to feel that way. Frankly, I feel like killing them." He also wrote, "I'm in a mood to kill people regardless of who they are." Kato also told police that his company's restructuring plans and his working conditions were sources of frustration. 3 days before the attack, Kato lost his temper at the auto parts factory where he worked, company executive Osamu Namai said. He was screaming that his uniform was missing. By the time his colleague had gotten a new uniform for him, he had already left and never returned, Namai told reporters. Namai added that Kato was a very serious worker and had not stood out as a troublemaker. Kato apparently put his murderous plan in motion after leaving work Thursday.